אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ב', חלק.
We're writing in the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 2, part 7, page 488 in the Hebrew edition, item 5, the words of the Ari.
אות ה'.
כן.
והנה ידעת,
you know that the root of the Anpin is only 6 Sefirot. However, afterwards, they grew and became 10 Sefirot for it. Similarly, the root of Malchut is one point, which is later made to consist of 10 Sefirot. Thus, in their first root, there are only 7 kings. 6 in Zeranpin and 1 in Nukva. These cling to the last 2 letters of the name, which are Vav
He.
And these 2 letters are 11 in Gematria. This is the meaning of the 11 signs of the incense, 10 inner sefirot and 1 surrounding. Although the surrounding too consists of 10 sefirot, it is called 1.
Because all of these sefirot operate together. Let's continue.
Inner light.
Yes.
Inner light, item 5. The root of Zeranpin is only 6 sefirot. This is so because when it was born, it had no head, no rosh, which is gar, called chabad. He had only vak, which are chagat nehi. And Malchut has only her Malchut, lacking all first 9 Sefirot.
Hence,
the Sitra Achra do not have any sucking from the Rosh, the head of Zeranpin, since during the Katnut, the smallness, it has no Rosh, no head. As we shall see, these are very interesting things, but here we shall only elucidate the reason that Zeranpin came out without gar. Indeed, even during the gadlut, the state of greatness or adulthood, it has no more than 6 vessels, chagatni. And when the Rav writes that it has 10 sefirot, it does not mean that the first 3 sefirot, namely kachab, were added to it, but only that it's chagat of Katnut, of the smallness, grew to become Chabad, and the Nehi of smallness of Katnut grew to become Chagat. And all that was added are 3 lower Sefirot, which are Nehi. Thus, even during the Gadlut, the greatness, it does not attain the first 3 vessels, Kachab. And because this is a great principle in the wisdom, we must understand it at its source, each with its own reasoning. It is known that the root of Zeranpin emerged from at Nikudim, called Havaya of Bon. This is Parzuf Ma, called Yeshut, that came out of the Nikve Naim. Also, you find a great innovation in this Partsuf, unlike all the previous Partsufim, plural of Partsuf, of Ak. The bodies emerged in them in 10 Sfirot and 10 vessels. Each body begins with a vessel of Keter, as it is written in Mate Velo Mate. However, in this Partsuf that came out of the Hainaim, the body begins from Da'at. Here there is no memory of the first three Sfirot, Keter, Chochmah, Binah, in them. Besides that, there's a great difference in the ten Sfirot of Rosh itself. Until here, there is only one Rosh, one head for each Partsuf. The first is Yeshsut. The first is Yeshsut that stands from Tabur of Ak toward Chazeh, upward to Chazeh. Second is the Keter of the Nekudim. And the third is Abba Ve'ima of Nekudim. These two changes are interdependent. It has already been thoroughly clarified in part 6. All these three heads, Roshim, are only one ten sfirot of Rosh. The matter of their division in this manner is because of the ascent of the lower hay in the Inayim, where the coupling was made on the screen of Prina Aleph, the first phase, called Nikve Inayim. The first Rosh, the first head, came out in two Sfirot, Keter and Chochmah, and in the Nukva of Chochmah, the coupling was made on the lower hay, incorporated there. And this head is called Yeshsut. For this reason, the three Sfirot, Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchot, are considered Chagat of Rosh, as they are below the screen and the place of the coupling, and in that they are no longer considered Gar.
Beseder.
Okay.
No.
No. What?
Lama Zeran Pinen lo Keter?
How come Zeran Pinen lacks a Keter? It never makes it up to Keter.
Zeran Pin never has a Keter. This is why it is called Zeran Pin, small. And Pin is face. But Zair means small, a small face.
Always,
from the very beginning, after Keter, Chochmah, and Binah comes Zer and Pin. It doesn't have Gar, the first three, only Vak.
So how can it reach the thought of...
Well, that will happen later, but that's not a question yet.
And where still it says that it has a certain nehi, three new sfirot.
Well, yes, you're right. It's a nice question. It's because these sefirot complemented. It has chasadim. It's true, it doesn't have gar of chokhmah, but zat of chokhmah, chasadim, it does have.
So,
and it doesn't require more. Maybe he'll say more about it later. Let's
continue. We are continuing to read from the paragraph nonetheless. Nonetheless, these Chagat are also considered Rosh. Moreover, they are the gist of the Rosh of Parzuf Nikudim, because the above first Rosh, called Yeshsut, that stands from Tabur Ak upward through the Chazeh, does not join the Parzuf at all. Instead, it is regarded entirely as Akudim. But its Prinat Achap that exited to Prinat Chagat are considered Rosh of Nikudim. Also, these Achap are divided into two Rashim. This is so because the Prinat Ozen, called Sfirat Keter of Nikudim, is considered Prinat Keter and Chochmah of this Rosh, in the form of Hei Tata'a in the Enaim. The Prinat Chotem Peh that came out of this Rosh too are Yud Hei Vav in the Achap. They are considered the Rosh, the third Rosh, called Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim. Know that the second Rosh too, called Keter of Nikudim, is also not considered the Rosh of the Parzuf. This means that its malchut does not expand from above downward to prinat eser sfirot of guf, since it only shines and clothes in the third rosh, meaning Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim. Abba Ve'ima alone are the Rosh for the Parzuf of Nikudim. This means that their Malchut expands from above downward to phase 10 Sfirot of Guf of Nikudim. Know that even during the Gadlut, when the lower Hay descends from the Enaim in the Keter to the Pe of Rosh, Keter itself does not join Abba Ve'ima in such a way that they will literally be made into one Rosh.
שיתהוו לראש אחד ממש. אלא רק הערת
Instead, only the illumination of Nehi of Keter clothes Abba Ve'ima.
וזה סוד.
This is the meaning of Abba Ve'ima becoming the state of Chabad. And the second Rosh is in Prinat Keter, above their Rosh. You see how the ten Sfirot of one Rosh were divided and made into three Rashim. The first Rosh took Keter Chochmah. The second Rosh took the Bina in them, called Ozen. And the third Rosh, called Abba Ve'ima, took the Zat in them, called Chotem Peh. However, the first two Roshim do not join the Guf of the Parzuf. You already know that all the Sfirot of Guf extend from the Rosh. The full measure that Malchut of Rosh clothes in her reflected light from below upward in the Rosh, expands from her and within her in that same amount to 10 sefirot of Guf. Yet, understand that Malchut of the third Rosh has no more than the two Sfirot Chotem Peh, which are Zat of Rosh. The Gar of Rosh are in the two previous Rashim because Keter and Chochmah are in the first Rosh called Yeshut. And Binah is in the second Rosh called Keter.
בראש הבית שנקרא קטר כנל.
Thus, we have thoroughly explained that it is impossible for Zon to have more than seven Kelim Chagat Nehim.
משום שגם הראש שלהם,
their Rosh, being Abba ve'ima, have no more than these Zat, which are Chotem
Peh.
We might ask about that. Since both lack Gar, what then is the greatness of Abba ve'ima over Zon? The Rav has already explained that to us above. The whole merit of Abba ve'ima over the Zon is because Abba ve'ima took a little bit illumination from the light of Ozen. This is why their Kelim did not break. And only their Zon did not receive any illumination from the light of Ozen, but only from the Chotem Peh. This is why all their Kelim broke. In general, we've already learned there thoroughly, and we shall explain further in this part that this illumination that Abba ve'ima received from the light of Ozen corrected them by means of Zivug Achol Be'achol. This means that because of that, they had the phase of Bina, of Gal of Bina, as we shall elaborate below.
Tov.
Okay.
No, בכללות ככה.
Well, in general, we can say that... No.
כן, שלמה, מה?
Yes, Shlomo, what?
בסוף הפסקה הזו, הוא אומר ש...
At the end of this paragraph, he says that the shattering was because the Gal of Bina was drawn, meaning there was light of Chochmah that they weren't ready to receive. Gal of Bina is light of Chochmah, isn't it? No, we just read that.
That the illumination of Abba ve'ima received from the light of Ozen was corrected by the means of the coupling of back-to-back.
Yeah, so this means that because of that they had the Bchinat Gar of Bina.
So what?
So because it was light of Chochmah, because they drew light of Chochmah into the vessels, that's what he wants to say?
Bchinat Gar shel Bina.
The Gar of Bina.
Yes.
Ken.
Yeah.
Otvav.
Number 6.
Item 6, the words of the Ari. The essence of how they were seven, we are reading from item 6 in the words of the Ari. The essence of how they were seven and became 11 is that the four Achoraim, posterior, broke from Chub and Yesud. They were joined above with seven, with these seven Melechim, and became 11. Do not wonder at how Klipot were made of Chokhmah, Bina, etc., since this is discerned as what clothes in Zon below to become Mochin for them, and that Prina is considered actual Zon.
Again, 6 and then go to 7.
Item 6 again. The essence of how they were seven and became 11 is that the four Achoraim broke from Chub and Yesut. They were joined above with these seven Melachim and became 11.
There were seven and another four.
Yudalef.
So that makes 11.
Do not wonder at how Klipot were made of Chokhmah, Binah, etc., since this is discerned as what clothes in Zon below to become Mochin for them. And that Prina is considered actual Zon.
Well, that's not enough for us yet, but soon we'll see how he explains it. That descent, where it came from.
No, what is
well,
seven.
Item
7. Let us complete the scrutiny regarding the primary reason and what it was. His intention is to create this world which contains reward and punishment. This is impossible except through an officer, which is the measure of repaying the evil. Also, the evil is the shoresh of the sigim and the shmarim of the gvurot and the dinim, as it is written, in the place of justice, that wickedness was there.
Allah.
Item 7, Inner Light, clarifies, in the place of justice, that wickedness was there. This refers to the sentence of the Sitra Acha that is turned into harsh and bitter dinim, judgments. As is written, his ordinances, they have not known them. Now you can understand the words of the Zohar. The Sitra Acha is given an extra count, and it is counted as a deficit, such as 11. This is the evil attribute, to repay the evil, since the Sitra Acha is given more power to hold than they deserve. In that, a whirling storm, it shall whirl upon the head of the wicked. And this is what our sages imply, a camel that went looking for its for horns, its ears were cut off.
Well,
I can't translate that.
Tov.
Well, What, mister? You want? No.
You said about the translation of it, so from one of the times you spoke, I have it written here, the hint is the camel went to look for horns and ears that were cut off from it.
Yeah, but that's not an explanation. Okay. Okay. What are you looking at me? You want to keep going? Or you want to go to something else?
We can continue.
We can continue. What else do we have except for this?
The article 600,000 souls.
That's it. It's not long. So let's go to that article. Otherwise I see that friends are leaving.
We'll go to